Chair Witt, after discussing the issue, I think that we've kind of sort of come to the agreement that we want to modify the definition, and we'd like a little time to work on that and bring it back to you so you can consider it to make sure it encompasses everything you're looking for.
Certainly appreciate that advice, and I'd like to ask Representatives Gerard and Dahlem if they would head up a small work group to work with this panel and anyone else that you feel would be helpful and appropriate to assist you in that regard, to draft some amendments, and then if you'll certainly let me know when you feel that that that's accomplished and this is ready for prime time.
Mr. Darcy.
Yes, I said this panel, so I meant Mr. Darcy and Ms. Wilson as well. So, and certainly Senator Hannan, if he would like, we would very much appreciate your assistance. Thank you very much.
And before we do that, can I make one comment?
Yes,
for the work group,
please.
And this is at page 10, and $100,000. It could be fined by the manager or any other participant. If it's one person, could be fined up to $100,000. It looks like a lot of money. So at least some point of consideration as a work group.
Well, John, we asked that, and
yeah,
it's for the reason they have it at $100,000 is for these really big world title fights, and they're in the millions of dollars, so you yeah need something that's more of a deterrent. He's not going to do that for a local little fight.
Okay. But according to the letter written in here,
yeah,
it could be applied to anybody.
To
so that's one just a concern. And also the second concern is here, line 21, penalty shall be deposited in the sub-account of state police account. They find them, they keep the money. And so that's just something to consider.
All right.
We'll take care of both of them. We'll look at both of them.
Okay. Anything else further to come before this committee today on Senate Bill 492? I'm not seeing anything. I am going to close the public hearing on that bill.
Thank you
very, very much. Certainly appreciate it, and I think that the discussion has been very helpful, and this is going to be a much better bill here very shortly. Thank you very much. Before we do a motion here on
okay
anything else,
sorry.
Representative Holvey, we had a work session on Senate Bill 139 that we had a 5-0 vote on earlier, and we also when we took that when we decided how we were going to carry that to the floor, it was noted that anybody who didn't agree with that being on the consent calendar was going to carry the bill. So with that, I'm going to recognize Representative Gerard.
Chair Witt, I move that we suspend the rules and allow Representative Holvey to vote on House Bill or Senate Bill 139 as amended.
Is there...
If I knew how he was going to vote, I'd know whether I was going to protest or not.
I was just going to say, is there any objection to suspending the rules? And Representative Holvey, no pressure, you understand.
And Mr. Chair, just for clarification, if I voted no, that means you'd make me carry the bill on the floor.
Yep. So
you voted no, I'm going to protest.
I'm not hearing any objection, Barry.
Representative Holvey.
Representative Holvey votes aye.
Aye.
Committee members, thank you very much.
I withdraw my protest.
And before we adjourn, Rick is... do you have our agenda for Monday?
Oh, we don't, because we're going to be carrying over anything, so there isn't an agenda.
Okay. And with that, committee members?
So we're going to do a carryover?
No, right? We're not going to carry over 492?
No, we are not.
So no agenda for Monday?
That would be my understanding that at this point.
I want to make one comment.
Yes,
I'm
please.
I'm glad that Representative Harvey voted on this one. If not, we were going to fine you $5,000.
Spoken like an expert.
We'll
is there anything further to come before our committee today? We're adjourned then. I hope everyone has a great weekend.